Hey, you are listening to The Workplace Leader. This is the podcast where we go behind the scenes of corporate real estate, talking to industry experts about how they shape the next generation workplace. Hi there, it's me alone again with a bit of a digest from the last episode and also a bit of teasering for the next episodes, actually, because I feel there is a common theme coming up, I bet in your discussions a lot as well. And that's mainly around, and Tracy said it very nicely, on why do employees hire the office? And one of my next guests said one of the aspects was feeling something extra at the workplace, which I find is a really nice way of framing it. And Tracy pointed out that the reasons for people to come to the office are very, very individual. And I can, from my observations and looking at myself, I can confirm that. So looking at our office here in Zurich, I do see that, for example, if it rains on a given day, and although people have booked to a desk to come in, they won't come because it's inconvenient to go through the rain, use the bike, go public transport. And then other occasions, there's peaks mostly around social stuff. Like we do have a regular welcome breakfast and we have new joiners. And then there was a after work party. And obviously people came in advance to that. But what I think I'm seeing is that personal convenience most of the time prevails. And it doesn't really matter what you put in the office so much if there is a reason how being remote on that day is making your life easier, you'll probably choose that. And that's important to note because it means you can put in whatever you want in your workplace. It might not be strong enough. There's been some research out that I want to have a look at today as well and share what we've seen in the market. So one of my colleagues, she's actually scanning the market constantly for the latest trends, what's going on, who's doing which kind of research. And one of the things she found was an employee survey among, I think, 3,000 workers or so. Study had been done in December 2019. There, 92% of workers plan to be at their job the next 12 months. And when they repeated this survey in 2021, so this year, and the same question landed at 38%, which I find quite remarkable. It's like a third of respondents that now change their mind. And loyalty towards your employer seems to be much, much lower. And I think one of the aspects, besides personal convenience, is that the lockdown and the times we spend at home with our loved ones, with ourselves, has brought us to reconsider what's worth our time and to reevaluate whether your employer really has your best interest at heart. The same study actually found, and that's quite interesting, that one of the biggest levers to enhance employee bonding, let's say bonding here, was saying thank you, because that made people feel appreciated. I think in the conversation with Tracy, I mentioned as well that Forrester had put out that study where they flagged empathy as the one leadership skill that makes the major difference. Another thought I want to add to that is I just came across, and it's quite old research actually, a study around employee, I guess at the time they didn't really call it well-being because it stems from the factory days. So as I said, it's been really old study, but the results from it are super, super relevant today still and quite fascinating. So what they did was they had factory workers split into groups. One group was the control group, nothing was changed. And the other group, they made workplace improvements. And they did tell them about it. They told them, okay, we're going to change the lighting fixtures. We're going to have an additional break in the afternoon. We're going to give you healthy food. Don't think that was a thing back then, but you get the point. So they did changes. And then at the end, they took things away again. And what the fascinating finding about this is that employee productivity and their well-being and satisfaction already increased before they started the experiments. And they stayed on a high level even when they took away the improvements. And that effect is actually, it has a name. It's called the Hawthorne effect. And it stems from communicating these changes being made for their benefits. These workers felt seen. They felt appreciated. They felt valued. And that was what made the difference in the end, which is really, really powerful to know. Because what does that mean for workplace strategy? And what I read from that is that it's not important to have the fanciest design ever, to have all the amenities in the world. You could do what's reasonable and what resonates with your organization. And then the key element to make it a success would be to have a democratic approach to workplace design, to truly get employees' feedback and what you're offering them and making them feel that their voice in that matters. We're actually experimenting with that in our office currently as well. So we have like in all the rooms and all the seating options, we have these QR codes where we can leave our feedback and improvement suggestions and these kind of things. And I have to admit, I haven't submitted any feedback yet, although I for sure would have ideas. But I think it's just very nice that I can chip in. And it doesn't mean that all the ideas will be realized, but we can all have a saying in what the workplace is going to look like. And by that, we feel that we co-created that workplace, that we have a stake in it. And that's the other powerful element of a workplace, to make us feel a connection, to make us feel we're part of a community. And that stems back from the old eras again, from us as humans wanting to be part of a tribe. We want to feel that we're in. And that's one really good tool to make that happen outside of the individual team leaders creating that atmosphere and making the workplace experience good for their colleagues and teammates. Basically, those were my thoughts around that very important topic, employee experience. I think that's the one that we need to get right, that we have an incredible chance to do things differently. And yeah, as I said before, I do know the next two podcasts are going to be diving further into that topic of how to create something extra at the workplace for the employees and how to create healthy environments. So stay tuned. I'll catch you then. Thanks for listening. If you have enjoyed this episode of The Workplace Leader, there's more. Go visit our blog and have a look at some of the other topics we have covered. We have just released a study on data readiness in CRE, along with the opportunity to assess your organization's workplace insight score. Or tune into our next episode of The Workplace Leader.